CliffCentral.com.
So let's talk to Vaynant Raiden, who is Raiden Ladder. That's his full name. He is running a business just like so many other people are. And you know that this year has been tough on a lot of us in the business world. We've all been trying to run our little businesses. And you know that horrifying statistic that came out last week, 42.7% of small and medium businesses in South Africa have liquidated. They don't exist anymore. Almost half the businesses in this country. So what we've done is got together with Ozo. Ozo allow you to make payments online with ease. And if you don't know about them, you should. They are everywhere. They're advertising everywhere. And you can follow up on Ozo by going to cliffcentral.com. Or you can just Google them and you'll find out what they do. If you need to make payments online, these are the guys to talk to. So Ozo came along and they said to us, hey, listen, we want to help small and medium enterprises to get the attention they deserve. So we decided what we'd do is, in partnership with Ozo, we would give, you know, a couple of minutes to some really worthy businesses. And in this series, we've got Vaynant now. He's got a business called Ladder. That's an easy-to-use app and background software that connects small tasks and jobs with casual labor. So, Vaynant, this sounds amazing. Please tell us about this.
Well, Gareth, it's plain and simple. It's just getting the people out there sitting on street corners with skills and talents, and we've all got some other skill.
Yes.
Get them to sell that skill for small tasks. You know, there's nothing like not being able to provide for your family. So we've got so many people sitting around, and there's little jobs in and around our homes that we don't get done, something like mowing the lawn or getting a tile replaced, something simple. And there's a guy around the corner that would be willing to do that for the $200 or $300 that you've got in your budget. And we need to get those out there.
Now, explain to me, Vaynant, how you're, because you must have had to, I mean, this is hard work behind the scenes. I know that an app like this probably works like a charm, but you have to first get the people who are offering the services, and then you also have to get the customers for those people. Otherwise, it's a pointless enterprise, right? I mean, connecting them is easy enough with the technology, but you first have to build up a database. So how does that work?
And that's where this comes in. And, you know, for a small startup, the marketing budget after you've developed this app over 2 years is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So that's the challenge we've got now. And this is why something like what you are doing now is nice and it's great for people like us starting this up.
Sure.
But the thing is, yes, we need to get the guys familiar with posting these jobs on a safe job board like we've developed now. We, no, 10 years ago, you wouldn't get into somebody that you don't know in an unmarked vehicle and use that as a taxi. Today, Uber is just something that we do every day.
Correct.
So this is where we're heading. It's, we should get you to advertise getting your lawn mowed this weekend for $50 while you're playing golf. And somewhere there's a student out there looking for money.
Sure.
Go to Opikopi or whatever, so, and you'll do it for $50.
Is the word micro-jobbing, is that what it is?
Effectively, that's what it is. It's just getting out there and working. That's all it is.
So, in other words, anybody who's listening to this now who is either in need of these kinds of services or someone who's offering these kinds of services, they can both go and list themselves on your app.
Yeah, we've made this a task-driven app so that it doesn't become the yellow pages where everybody just makes a list of these skills and you get lost in the numbers.
Okay.
So you would go into your area and search for something that suits your skills. If you're a painter or a tiler, you would go in your area and filter for painting or tiling jobs. And old Aunt Margaret around the corner would love to have a porch paint for, and she's only got the $500. So you list it at $500 and see. And I can tell you there's somebody around the corner that would do that for $500.
I think that's so great because you know how many times I have and other people I know have been looking for someone to do, you know, something like paint the roof or, you know, those kinds of things that you, unless you know how to do it, you're just taking your life in your hands, frankly. Or it's really easy work, but you just don't have the time and you have the money and you'd rather pay someone else to do it. And frankly, they need the money and they've got the time. So you do a quick swap,
and it
seems to work. I mean, this is just great. So how big is it at this stage, and when did you actually go live?
Well, we went live, unfortunately, in October. In October, we had the final version of the app up and running, and that was not the right time to launch this. As you know, this is it's peculiar times now.
Sure.
So we have partnered up with guys, and that's called Ask For It, and we will launch together in January next year.
Okay.
They are more aligned into the sporting student type of market, getting okay. students out there and sports related activities, and we'll do the small and call it easier small tasks that requires skills and that everybody has got.
Sounds brilliant. I think this is going to be a real winner. I'm sorry that you had to launch in the year of COVID, but then sometimes these opportunities are provided by times like this. And if you've got a great idea and you can build it up while things are not exactly ideal, then when they do become ideal, you obviously start to make serious money. So are you nationwide? Are these jobs available only in urban centers, or are you starting small and then growing with time?
No, we're going nationwide.
Wow.
Because of the filter system, you can just target your area, because most of these things will be small jobs located to your suburb or your little town. The bigger, call it formal employment task, is not our aim now. We're just looking at the small guys in and around your town, sitting, doing nothing.
And a lot of people would be a little nervous about this, but you guys actually handle the payments and you make sure that the app is a safe place to interact commercially with these people. Right. So, yeah, because, yeah. I mean, Pumi, you and I would maybe use this service, but then you'd be nervous if, you hire somebody and they end up being not who they say they are.
Yeah, that's why the payment is done electronically, not cash changes hands. Unfortunately, we do have to have that traceability of a bank account. So you as a job lister, you do the payment, and then we pay the guy after he's finished the job into his bank account within 24 hours, and that's it.
And what about vetting, though? How do you if I say I can paint, how do you know I can paint? So how do you vet the service?
You see, there's a two-way rating system, and unfortunately, we cannot vet everybody for these small little tasks.
Yeah.
So we would have to rely on the rating system, and it would be the same as what you would get somebody from the street. You know, if you're not happy, sorry, dude, I won't use you again. It will follow the same route as that. Because we are talking small money, this is not somebody that's going to redo your home. It's just small little tasks. If you're not happy, do not use the guy again and give him a bad rating. He is traceable. Everybody that registers for a job will be traceable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what we can do.
And I mean, also, you know, we do that with taxis, well, Uber, we do that Mr. Delivery. So this is in the similar vein. I mean, you're not going to be spending thousands and thousands of rands. You're going to be spending a few hundred at most.
Nope.
And therefore, it's worth giving it a rating afterwards. And if the person's done a really great job, then you can also, you know, help them build up their little business. I think that sounds like a real real winner. So Vainant, here's a compliment for you from Nikita. She actually lives in Australia, and she says they have an app there called AirTasker. And she was waiting for somebody to launch something similar in South Africa, and here you are.
Well, it took us 3 years to get here, but here we are, yeah.
Yeah, well done.
We'll launch.
Congratulations.
So if this turns out that somebody gets a permanent job out of using this app, you know, it's such a bonus, there'll be free cupcakes in the office that day. So we are not here to keep people from formal employment. We are just here to help them put food on the table, man. That's all it is.
I think that's amazing. Listen.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Vainant, I think there's so many people who need what you are offering here. And there's so many people sitting at the moment wondering what next year has in store for them. And they have skills. They have the ability to do things. And they need access to the market, and your app might just be the manna from heaven that they're looking for. So listen, as Pumi says, congratulations, and we wish you the best of luck, and we'll continue to plug away at your business and all the others that we've been introduced to during the last couple of days.
So is the app live on Play Store and on on iTunes, on the App Store.
Yeah.
And it's called Ladder.
Ladder, yeah. It's a bit difficult to find on the Play Store because you only get pulled up in the rankings if you have like thousands of downloads.
Sure.
But somewhere we'll get a Chinese bot office to organize a couple of downloads.
But if you do need, we'll
be up there. But it's easier on the App Store for Apple, yeah.
If you do need more info.
Ladder like the thing you climb on, L-A-D-D-E-R.
Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
And you can actually go to ladder, ladder.org.za. for more information too, and they'll have all the information there on ladder.org.za. Well done, Vaynant, and all the best, man. Happy Christmas.
Thanks you're so over much, the guys. Hardest part, Thanks. Getting started.
Yeah, you are. Well done. Very, very
Cheers,
pleased.
Guys. Thanks
so much. Thank you, Vaynant.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. There we go. That's Vaynant, and the latest in our series that we're putting together for small businesses. And you can listen to all those episodes, by the way, and support local businesses, support people who are trying to keep things together in an economy that is really, really tough. And in this case, in Vaynant's case, also helping other people. You know, it's kind of a filter down thing with his business. And I really hope it works. And if you need a painter or a lawnmower or someone to do stuff around the house, a handyman, this sounds like the perfect app to make use of for these purposes. And tell people who you know who have these skills to get on there as well. Everybody in South Africa has a smartphone.
Cliffcentral.com